when we are in the, as I would express it, in the beginning of starting to understand the inside principles, the how we human actually works and function, that it's not the world we experience, it's the thoughts of the world we are experiencing in day-to-day life, and that the only way I can experience anything is through my thoughts, what I'm thinking of in the moment, and it's not the outside that is creating the thoughts or creating the feeling that I have. And when we start to see that, and I can talk for myself, it's very easy for us to like, yeah, I start to understand this. I see this in this moment, but in this moment, I don't see it. And then it becomes more or less like a belief instead of something that is true.
Välkommen till podden Human Change med Daniel Magnusson. Fastnar du ofta i tankar kring oro, stress och irritation? Tror du att allt beror på att det är fel på dig? Då vill jag välkomna dig till podden som guidar dig till förståelse om hur vi människor fungerar egentligen. Genom denna förståelse kan vi leva ett liv fullt av kärlek och harmoni. Ditt ljus och hopp när allt verkar mörkt och hopplöst. Så låt nu Daniel guida dig till den stillhet vi alla letar efter. Där slutstationen är välmående och glädje. Lyssna och njut.
Hej och välkommen till Human Change med mig Daniel Magnusson. Och idag så kommer du få lyssna på en inspelning, eller se den, för du kan se den också på YouTube, när jag var gäst hos Nikon Gormley och hans podcast Inside Café. Och det är då episod 47 som han har, där då jag är gäst, och avsnittet heter How to Surrender and Let Go of Control. Och innan vi börjar med det avsnittet vill jag också göra dig uppmärksam på att du har möjlighet att ta del av exklusivt innehåll i den här podcasten. Så det gör du enklast genom att klicka på länken nedan i informationen till det här avsnittet. Där du då kan alltså prenumerera och ha en månadsprenumeration på 99 kronor. Och då får du ta del av exklusivt innehåll. Jag tror det är nog uppe i över 4 timmar nu. Sen vill jag också göra dig uppmärksam på att kursen Nyckeln till stressfrihet kan också vara väldigt, väldigt värdefullt att titta närmare på för att kunna uppleva ett liv mer stressfritt helt enkelt. Med det sagt, passa på att prenumerera på den här podden oavsett om du väljer det exklusiva innehållet och betalar eller att bara se till att följa den. Och kom ihåg att du också kan se avsnitten på YouTube om det är så att du lyssnar på den här podcasten i någon app. Du kan även se den faktiskt på Spotify. Med det sagt, tack så mycket och luta dig tillbaka och lyssna.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Inside Cafe. Today, I'm so grateful because I have with me my dear friend, Daniel Magnusson. And I'm going to do your intro. So Daniel Magnusson is a professional coach. And during the last 30 years, he has been coaching and training organizations at peak with people at different levels, departments to develop their sales and leadership. And more than that, in 2019, you came across the understanding of the three principles. And you said that it really changed the way not only you showed up in life, how you lead, how you live, and also how you coach your clients. And the thing from that, in your bio, it says that you love to coach and guide people to find their innate well-being and resilience. And we're going to get into that in our topic today. And you also have a podcast, and I was a guest on your podcast the last time. So your podcast is named Human Change with Daniel Magnusson. And you do sessions in both Swedish and English speaking. And you're based in Stockholm, Sweden, and you live with your wife, Eva, and you have 2 sons, and you have a dog, a 3-year-old chihuahua named Celine. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you very much. And I'm really grateful to be here. And it's an honor to be on your podcast. And I really enjoyed our last conversation too. So yeah,
I really enjoyed it. So for today, I thought it would be such a great idea, given that one of the things you're really passionate about, which is the thing I'm passionate about, which is really guiding people to their innate well-being and resilience, is this topic of surrender and letting go. So I'm gonna start out there. I had a client message me the other day, and they asked me, how do I surrender and let go of control? How do I detach from my own intrusive thoughts, my own negative thinking? And I want to bring that up because I think so many of us deal with that, right? We want to hang on so tight to our worry, to our doubt and our fear, because we want to do something about it, you know. And I'm going to raise my hand first. I'm a recovering perfectionist and control freak, and now I'm an aspiring good enoughist. So I'm going to throw the ball to you to kick this thing off.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I think, as you say, we can all recognize that in ourselves, both being trying to have control and we want to have control over things, and also, as you mentioned about these intrusive thoughts, we in some sense we believe that we can control our thoughts, and what's gonna come up, and decide what we're gonna do and focus and so on. And one thing that came to me when I heard that is also that when we are in the, as I would express it, in the beginning of starting to understand the inside principles, the how we human actually works and function, that it's not the world we experience, it's the thoughts of the world we are experiencing in day-to-day life. And that the only way I can experience anything is through my thoughts, what I'm thinking of in the moment. And it's not the outside that is creating the thoughts or creating the feeling that I have. And when we start to see that, and I can talk for myself, it's very easy for us to like, yeah, I start to understand this. I see this in this moment, but in this moment I don't see it. And then it becomes more or less like a belief instead of something that is true. So when we believe something, it's grounded in a belief. It's not grounded in truth, in a knowing what is true and what is not true. So and we all have our blind spots.
Yeah, I get it. It what occurs to me when you said that is watching a movie. Like, you know you're watching a movie, but you get lost in the movie for a moment,
Yeah.
and you really, because that's why you go to the movies. You go to the movies to be entertained,
Yeah.
and you get lost in the special effects, the music, the sound, the moment, and it scares you, or it makes you feel excited. And then when you walk out of the movie, you remember, oh yeah, it's a movie. These are actors, these are special effects, they're behind the scenes, there's lights, camera, action. And I really resonate with what you're saying, in that to me, I would still want to hang on or hold on to these thoughts or my thinking, and want to do something about worry, doubt, and fear, because it makes sense to me. Because I get amidst my thoughts, but I really have to do something about it. This looks real enough for me to want to do something about it. And to me, in pointing what you're saying is to really know, to really see, look at it again, and see that, like, no, really, it's made up. And to kind of catch myself and give myself enough space to go through the emotion of feeling the thought and feeling the thinking, and coming back down and seeing it. What occurs to me fresh, right in this moment, the insight I had was, as real as thought looks to me, I know I'm wrong right now. Like, I know I'm wrong. And that's what I see. That's what I see right now about it, is taking another look, because there's something there that, because I know it's not, the things that are my thoughts that are scaring me are not real and true, no matter how scary they look to me in the moment. Throwing the ball back to you.
Yeah, and I like the the analogy or metaphor with the movie when we're watching a movie, and usually we don't have any problems with that when we're watching a movie we enjoy, or even if it's exciting or something, or if it's a horror movie and we want to be scared,
right.
We want to feel that being scared and the excitement and so on. The problem is when we're watching a movie and we don't want to be scared.
Yeah.
Like we're watching a horror movie and like, and we're so into it. And it doesn't matter how much in that moment you are telling yourself, it's just a movie, it's just a movie. Right? Because we're so into it. And it's the same thing when we are feeling a lot of emotions and feelings that feel overwhelming in some sense. It's hard for us to like, yeah, it's just my thoughts. It's just my thought. Like it's too late. You're already in the movie in some sense. So you're already on the roller coaster. It's already going, and you need to just wait until that roller coaster ride is over, or that movie is over in some sense, right?
I think what you said is incredibly insightful. You said that until the movie is over, until the roller coaster ride is over. And I think when you're really in your thoughts and you're trying to let go, you're trying to detach, it doesn't look like it's ever going to end. It looks like you're stuck on that ride forever. And what you said is so powerful because you know at some point this is going to pass. You know at some point this feeling is going to blow over. And I think for me, with the insight that occurs in the metaphor is the difference between being in a storm and knowing that the storm will eventually pass and trying to fix the storm, because I'm never going to fix the storm, but I can sit still in the storm and let it pass, knowing it will pass. And then to me, it's a bit of a twist, right? It's how do you let go and surrender? It's knowing that it passes, and so you don't have to let go or surrender because it moves on its own. And it's part of our design. I've been really into that recently, about learning more about our divine engineering and how our bodies and our minds are designed for homeostasis, and how if you leave your mind alone for enough time, it returns back to stability and okayness if you stop messing with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can use the roller coaster metaphor again, because you can't even decide how the roller coaster is gonna go. What if it's gonna be a turn or loop or up or down?
Right.
We just jump it on, and some of you who are listening and or watching this will say like, yeah, but I never go on a roller coaster. That's maybe true, right? But we are on the roller coaster of life, and it's not designed or prefixed how it's gonna be. That's the thing with life compared to a real roller coaster in an amusement park, right? You can watch it. Oh, there's up and there's down and there's a loop and so on. But when we rest into it, that it will change. It will be ups and downs and also, well, I've been riding roller coasters a little bit last year and so on. And it was 2 years ago, but doesn't matter. I was in that roller coaster when you're hanging with your legs and I went into the front cart and it was an extreme one. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy this one. But I started to think a little bit, oh, how it's going to be. And then I felt like starting to feel a bit fear. But then I let go. No, I'm going to be here. I'm present right now. And I loved it. And I was like, whoa, felt like I'm flying and everything. But the point I want to make is that when we're present in the moment, in now, the life roller coaster, the roller coaster of life, most of the time will be more easy to handle itself, or for us to be in the moment, compared to if we're thinking about what might happen. And when we think of it, we don't usually think like, what might happen. We think this will happen
next Tuesday
or and then we start to suffer in some sense also, right?
So one of my coaches and mentors said to me, you know, Nikon, Mavis Karn, she said to me, you know, Nikon, the only thing we really control is what we pay attention to. And she said it in a way where, like, it's one of those things that hits you like an hour later when you're like, wait a minute, what, whoa, you know? And I realized the truth, the capital T truth, in that I can, everything could be going wrong in my head. Like, it just looks terrible, looks dark. I'm like, I'm in a depression. Everything just looks like I'm not a good place. And I can still pay attention to something else, knowing that I am held, knowing that I'm in a process. You know, we're always in a process, and how kind that is of the design. And so to me, if we're going back to the question of how do I surrender, how do I let go of control, is knowing that it's taken care of. That's what it looks like to me, and that has helped me a lot, in knowing that it's taken care of, and it makes sense to me that it doesn't need so much of my attention, especially the things that are driving me up the wall in my feeling and my emotions. I wonder, have you, like, what are some times in your life where things seemed a little bit like a roller coaster and you were really caught up, and what did you see about it now looking back, perhaps?
It can be anything, I would say, related to my business.
Please share.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I just look back in 2020, when I lost from one day to another, and it's not a big amount, but amount of money, because depending on the business, but maybe $30,000, like,
wow.
Okay, that's business I'm not gonna get, because it was trainings, coaching, all these kind of things that was booked but not paid for. I haven't got paid yet, and everything got canceled and so on. And 2020 is actually the first year that I really started to see this understanding of the inside principles and the three principles and how we function. So we're quite new to it, but I could see also me panicking and stressing out wouldn't help the situation. So in some sense, I was on an emotional roller coaster, up and down and back and forth and so on. But in general, when I look back to it, I have probably freaked out maybe a couple of years back differently, what compared to what I did in 2020. So that's one thing I would say that stands out.
I remember what occurs to me is to look at panic with fresh eyes. Like, that's what I got from what you shared. Thank you for sharing, by the way, and how you saw panic and roller coaster with fresh eyes, and it allowed you to be really present and just do it and be functional during that process. What I also saw in that was how, you know, life take you on a roller coaster, but you also get to be on that ride and decide what to do while you're on that roller coaster.
Yeah. And also being okay with that you might feel differently from time to time also. That's also part of life. We will not be like equilibrium, flat line, totally satisfied all the time. We will be, it's an up and down, and definitely.
I saw a similar story on the other side. I think my story is, so I have a martial art business called Super 7 Taekwondo, and we provide Taekwondo services to private international schools in Thailand. And COVID had finished and all the schools were opening up. And then all of a sudden the business was flooded with clients. Like, we had too much and we had to grow quickly. So for context, for example, our class sizes went from 10 students to 30. Our staff had to increase from 6 to 14 in like 2 weeks. And it was very overwhelming for me. And at some point, I did panic because I was like, I'm going to lose this business. It's out of control. I can't keep up. I can't fulfill. I'm going to let people down, let my staff. But on the outside of things, so many things were coming at the same time. And it was really new to me because I'd never been in that position where things were going that quickly. It's usually like, this is never going to happen, you know? And at some point, I remember waking up one morning and realizing you have to let go. This is completely out of your hands. And I think for the first time in my life, especially with business, it made sense to let go and just surrender. And I don't know what happened next, but all the right people showed up to support me, to help me. Admin stepped up, my staff stepped up. The common sense came in, and we said no to a couple clients that weren't the right people for us. And we slowed everything down to build the systems behind the scenes to keep up. But it really took me, I had to like almost, okay, great, I'm panicking, but I'm gonna put my panic over there for a second because I have stuff to do. And when I kind of came back to the panic, it wasn't there anymore. I'm like, wait, I wasn't done. And then I realized the panic, the storm had moved on. And looking back in the past when things felt in control, either out of control, either relationships or like business, like I think I see now how much of my energy was entangled in trying to fix my panic and trying to get a hold of it, thinking that this would make me feel better. Maybe that's it. That's the premise I had, that I realized if I can control the situation in my head, I'll feel better. And that's what I really want. And from your story, I see that in our conversation here, I don't have to do that anymore. It's not necessary.
Yeah, and it's but it's easy for us to we want to have control. And as a friend of mine, a coach and friend, she said, the only time we feel an experience that we don't have control is actually when things doesn't go as we've been thinking it should go. But actually we have never had any control. It just went the way we wanted it to go, right?
I see
But
that.
we never
Yeah.
knew. We
Yeah.
never knew anyway.
We never knew. That's a great insight about how we're, yeah, the thought of losing, the thought of losing control, what I saw and what you just shared is simply, this isn't going the way I want it to go. Not realizing that most things don't. You know, like you're along for the ride. And yeah. I'd love for you to expand on that more about the idea of noticing that you're really beating yourself up with your own expectations of the way things should be. And maybe I would love for if you could also share what becomes available when you don't do that. Like, why would I give that up?
Well, when we start to believe that we have control over what things gonna happen in the outside world, in the world of form, or in the world of no form, what I mean with our
Your
think, yeah,
psychology, your well-being.
exactly our psychology and thinking and so on. It's getting hard to control things and or try to control things, right? And I think we can all look to situations when things have happened that we had like we didn't expect it to happen. It can be anything from picking up a coffee cup and it suddenly we happen to knock it over, right? Or we drop something, or we stumble on a person and had a meeting that was changing a direction in life or whatever. And just knowing that that's how it happens all the time, and being okay with it. I think that's the hardest part for people, to being okay with it. But in some sense, we need to trust. We need to trust that it's
Yeah.
gonna be okay.
Yeah. And I going back to what you said earlier in our conversation, there's a big difference in telling yourself it's going to be okay and knowing it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of
It's a whole different
different.
world.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
wonder Have any of your clients ever experienced this kind of obstacle or challenge? And maybe you could share what happened there.
Doesn't anyone, everyone experience that in some sense, right?
Yeah, we all do.
We do. And it's more about being okay not to know that you don't know. And also in some sense, starting to understand more about that we don't even have control over our thoughts that is creating the emotion that we have. And we as you say, we can focus or put our attention somewhere, right? We can what we pay attention to. And pay, it could be, I mean, it'd be like paying money to put attention somewhere, right? So, but we're paying attention to some things, but some things might come up and we can actually choose not to pay attention to it. And the more we becoming noticing how our thoughts is coming and going, and noticing that the thoughts are in some sense steering our focus, we can also stop paying attention to that. And it doesn't mean, oh, I'm gonna try to smile and laugh and have fun, hey, and it's gonna be fake, right? It's not about that. It's not that kind of focus, change of focus. And trying to control the thoughts that we have and getting angry because we don't can control anything that we can't control is just a waste of time, right? It's like looking into when you're popping popcorns. Like if you're popping popcorns on the stove and you have a glass lid, and then you're looking down, and then yeah, this one's gonna pop now. You don't have any control. You don't know which popcorn that's gonna pop, right? And you don't get angry because the popcorn on that side did pop instead of the one you thought gonna pop, right? You don't get angry over that. And it's the same with the thoughts. You can't get angry in yourself. You can, but it's just a waste of time. It's just coming and going. And the more we see that, it helped me. It's like, yeah, I don't have any control over that. So I don't need to beat myself up for thinking it in a certain way or in a certain direction or anything. Of course, sometimes I miss it totally and I beat myself up on
Yeah, me too,
it,
me too.
right? But the more I can see, the more I can let go of it and not beat myself up for it, and being okay with this is the way I'm thinking in the moment right now.
To me, there's something really beautiful in coming home in the middle of the storm. That's what it looks like to me. The storm, there's thoughts. You're lost. You feel like you've lost your stability, and you want to control things. There's something about knowing that you can come home to yourself in those moments, and knowing that you're good, that everything. I remember when I was young, and I would get really caught up in my own thinking because I really liked to think about things when I was young. So I would overanalyze things a lot, and I would get caught up, and I would burn out. And this was like 11 years old. And then, but there would be these quiet moments, and they would be few and spare, but they would come exactly when they needed to come. And the feeling was everything's going to be okay. And I couldn't tell you where it came from until being much older and knowing we have the space within us where this feeling comes from. It's all going to be okay. And I've learned that that's on the other side of surrendering. Of letting go. It's like you come back to that feeling like everything's going to be okay. And it's not a thing like I'm trying to tell myself, but it's a knowing. And I'm thinking how kind it is that that's built into the design, and how kind it is that we can even have this conversation about it. And I feel it's going to be so helpful for people who are also struggling with letting go and surrendering. What, yeah.
Yeah, and yes, when we hear that, if we, in some sense, like, yeah, sounds like a good idea, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna start believing that. Well, maybe it's that's the first step. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's like, yeah, there's no prescription to this. It's whatever
Exactly.
works. Whatever, if it has to start with a belief until you can see it real and true, and like, you know, good luck and God bless you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because and what's going to make the big difference, I would say, is when we really see the truth in what you just shared, right? Because and usually we use sometimes in using the metaphor with the earth is round and not flat and so on. How do you even know, right? And has it any kind of effect in your daily life? No, probably not. If you're gonna fly from Thailand to Stockholm, it doesn't matter for you if the earth is flat or round. It doesn't matter. So that I don't use that anymore because how we haven't really experienced that in that sense. Yeah, we've seen pictures, yeah, but how do you know they are true and so on, right? So it doesn't matter. I don't haven't experienced, but what we all have experienced is gravity. We always experience gravity all the time. So when we really understand gravity and we start to learn really young, like I can't jump out of the sofa, I'm gonna fall on the floor, I'm not gonna fly. We don't need to believe in it for it to work. And we don't hesitate when we're gonna jump off from something. Oh, maybe it's not gonna work today, or maybe it's gonna still work, right? It's gonna be the same every time, and we know. We know. So we don't need to think about it. And it's the same with this. The more we understand the principles of from inside out, it's telling us, nudging us, like it's gonna be okay, as you got when you were around 11. That's our wisdom nudging us, telling us something. And sometimes that telling us, hey, maybe you should shut up and just be quiet now. No, I need really to speak up. And then like miss it totally, right?
Yeah, it's almost like the as you were sharing, the image comes to mind is being in your little house in the middle of a storm, and you know when wisdom knocks, you know to open the door and let it in,
Yeah.
and
Exactly.
you'll be okay. And when and but when you're really caught up and you're really believing in a storm, like you're gonna board up all the windows, like nobody coming, I'm gonna be safe, I'm gonna protect myself, I'm gonna control. But the wisdom always knocks. It's always trying to point, like you said, point us and nudge us. And what I really like about this insight there, the space that we've stumbled upon in this conversation is there's something deeper that's available to you even in the midst where everything looks like it's going wrong in your head and your thinking and your emotions. There's something within that can support you and hold you through it all.
Yeah.
You just gotta put your attention there, I think, to me.
Yeah. Can I share something?
Yes,
Yes, I
please go
ask him.
ahead. Yeah.
I'm in a training with Michael Neal.
Beautiful.
Creating the impossible and
Great, everybody
impossible.
listening. Great program, everybody.
Yeah, it
Anybody
is. It's
interested?
really great, and you're probably gonna have one 2024 or so. But when I wrote down creating the impossible in my notes here, I did see like it starts with I am, so it's like I'm possible. But anyway, so he said about that. Like when we are feeling overwhelmed, breathe. If
Yeah,
we're feeling
yeah.
overloaded, rethink your calendar like that one. Like
Yeah.
usually because it's too much work, we don't have, yeah, maybe we need to, we're overloaded with work. Maybe then we need to rethink our calendar. And another, I don't know, it's a quote, but I don't know if it's really a quote, but I took it away from a book I read from Joseph Nguyen. it's about, in some sense, he said in the book, like, thought creates, thinking destroys. So all the thoughts is creating, but it's actually the thinking about the thoughts that is in some way destroys. So thought is coming, but it's the thinking of the thoughts. So whatever you think of what you've been thinking, that's gonna in some way destroys. You start to analyze, you start to make sense of things, and that in that same time, be most of the time when it's quite destructive, we start to suffer.
Actually, when you said that, I just realized, for me, what's really changed for me over the years is I've been less interested in overanalyzing my thinking, because I know it's coming and going. And I've learned to use my attention, God-given attention, towards the things I actually want. And I just feel, right now, I feel less distracted by the storms. Doesn't mean the storms still come and go. Shit happens. But I just, what's on offer here in this conversation is the ability to be less distracted, where then you don't even have to surrender. You don't have to let go, because you spend less time in those spaces where you feel like you need to surrender and you need to let go, because you didn't get on that train in the first place that was going that way. You saw it, you're like, no, not that one. Next.
Yeah. And even if you're on that train, you actually probably gonna have some stations on the way where you can
get
off.
You can jump off, like no, this place looks like shit. I'm gonna get off. Bye. Exactly. And take a train going somewhere else. And I think that's the beauty of it. And what occurs to me is, again, I think this keeps coming up, is just how well we're made. You know, like how well we're made. And I think what we're talking about here is appreciating how well we're made and getting a deeper understanding of the principles behind the human experience, and really understanding how well the system is built, and getting a better, I guess, it's like a crash course in how it works. And then if you know how it works, it's easier to be in your body and in your mind. Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely. Cool. So I wonder, in the interest of the time and wrapping this up, what if you could give a gift to the world, to the people listening, what gift would you give them?
They already have the ability to see that their well-being is innate. It's from them from birth, so they already have it. But if I could give them a gift, it would be to make them see it right now.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, they are already okay. You are already okay. You have that well-being with you. It's innate. It's already there, always there.
That's a beautiful gift. Well, this has been an amazing conversation. I so appreciate your time and energy, and I have a great respect for your work. And so before we go, I'd love to give the ball to you again, and just tell us what you're up to, where we can find you. Take it away.
Yeah, so the easiest way to come in contact with me is to go to my webpage, humanchange.se. Yeah, that's an easy one. It's in Swedish, but you can probably find an email somewhere there. And then, of course, you're more than welcome to listen into my podcast, Human Change, and the conversation I have with Nikon. Then what I'm up to is, except for learning to skateboard, I would say also that in some sense, spreading this understanding of our innate well-being more, especially here in Sweden, and in some sense, get people to see their own innate well-being, because then we can decrease the suffering in people, everything from suicide to burnout and depression and all that. So I'm doing my best here to create some kind of events this year that is hopefully is gonna help creating that awareness amongst more people.
Well, more power to you. And I really believe in your mission, and I'm on board.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
So with that said, thank you for listening. And if you had any insights or ideas, I'd love for you to write it in the comments, and I'll join you in the comments. So thank you so much, Daniel. This has been an absolute pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Stop recording.
Tack för att du har lyssnat på det här avsnittet. Är det så att du uppskattar den här podcasten så får du självklart dela den vidare till dem du tänker kan ha ett behov av att lyssna på den. Det finns också en möjlighet för dig att boka in sig på ett kostnadsfritt coachingsamtal med mig. Det finns inga förbehåll att du måste ha tankar om att bli coachad, utan du kanske har en frågeställning bara så här: det här skulle vara intressant att bolla med Daniel. Så kan jag hjälpa dig på något sätt så gör jag det mer än gärna. Skicka frågan till mig på daniel@humanchange.se. På hemsidan hittar du även videokursen Nyckeln till stressfrihet. Det är en videokurs som jag tillsammans med Danielika Almqvist har skapat. Och det är ett program då för dig som vill ha ett stressfriare liv. Och några vanliga effekter som man kan se efter det här är då minskad stress, oro, frustration och psykisk ohälsa. Ett ökat lugn, välbefinnande, sinnesro med mera. Tack!